I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle moon on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Well, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is also the promoter producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd, the weekend before Halloween, so we can celebrate Halloween early. Go ahead and get on the email list of rhodapsychicfair.com so you can be informed of the ongoing events throughout the year, as well as get notified about that upcoming event at the Monterey Fairgrounds. While you're at it, get on the email list for Good Vibrations Radio so you can stay informed about what we're doing here. And boy, we are racing through the year, which is one thing we are doing here. We're already at the 8th of May. It's been a fast-moving year, certainly a fast-moving since we started May, and I don't expect it to slow down. And I know I keep saying that, but I keep saying it because it seems as if we're consistently accelerating. We're not slowing down at all. If there's something you want to do in your life, if there's something where you want to put some focus and energy, don't wait, because time is moving. Time is moving rapidly and fast, and we don't have time to sit down and really mull it through and consider all the options. Take an action. Take a step right now. If it doesn't work, you found out something useful. If it does work, you found out something useful. Either way, you'll be ahead of the game. As you know, excuse me. I seem to have these recurring little coughs that come up. They're not there every day, and I don't know if it's pollen or just something else my body is developing as a process for me to work through. But that being said, as you know, I like to do Day by Day with James Allen. Now, he wrote his book in 1903, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And I am absolutely passionate about this. You see, we've created our reality wherever we are. Whether we like it or not, where we are is a direct outcome of our past thoughts, habits, beliefs, and actions. And every day we have an opportunity to change that past and create a new future by shifting our beliefs, by shifting our patterns, our habits, and our actions. The question is, how much do you really want to do it? And I often tell the story about the concert pianist who somebody comes up to him after the concert and says, boy, I would give anything to be able to play like you do. And the concert pianist looks at him and says, obviously not. The point being, if you would give anything, that's what you would be doing. So we have done where we put our focus. We have done what we've chosen to do. Regardless of external circumstances, we've made every choice that's brought us to this present moment. The question is, what are you willing to do to change this present moment into something else? Something that you believe is more serving of you, more fulfilling of you, more representative of your energy and who you are? That's the question only you can answer for yourself. And I'm not sharing that to make you feel guilty or ashamed or feel bad about what you didn't do. I'm only saying today is an opportunity to start anew. You've lost nothing based on time. You've lost nothing based on past choices. You've lost nothing based on routine habits that you've taken into your life. You only need to say what will move you closer to where you want to be. And in Day by Day with James Allen, his words have been carved up into little segments for each day of the month. I'm going to come back to the Day by Day, and I'm going to introduce our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light. She's an energetic healer, an expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends, custom teas, and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations, empower the personal vibrations of her clients to bring great insights and transformation. And she provides a unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, hi, Salazar, and happy May. It's moving along, like you said. And it seems to me like the energy has shifted as we've come into May. And this is our opportunity in this next couple of weeks to really get our feet back under us. And when we do that, when we go outside, take our shoes off, take our socks off, put our feet in the grass, put our feet on the earth, it helps us ground back into reality, because for most people, the year so far has been a bit of a whirlwind. You think of the really high winds that we've had. On Saturday was another example of them. That's part of the energy that's just expressing itself, that there's this huge wave of energy. So whether it's manifesting in water, in air, in fire, all these things are out there playing big, moving fast. And in May, we have this wonderful opportunity of the juiciest part of the year for creativity. And that is very powerful in a one year, a year that's all about new beginnings, that's all about recreating ourselves, becoming who we really came here to become who we always wanted to be. And even if we don't know what that looks like, just being willing to become more of who we are, more authentically who we are, is enough. But that becoming activity, that process of creation and co-creation, doesn't happen when we're in a state of frenzy and we're already on to the next thing. It happens being grounded in the present moment. It happens when we have our feet firmly planted, that we feel that connection with the earth, when we feel that connection with heaven, when we open up and invite our soul to partner with us, to invite ourselves and our conscious minds to partner with our higher self and our soul. That's really what May is all about. And what kind of seeds, what kind of dreams, what kind of desires are we willing to ignite in this month? That's what May is asking us. And we're already in the emotional week of the month. That went quick, my goodness. So in this emotional week, yesterday, we had kind of this kickoff of a portal of new beginnings. It was helping us align with that understanding that I am consciousness, that we are all connected, that we are in union with the all, that the divine never left the creation. We are the creator. We are love and light. We are fill in the blank. That was the energy we had yesterday. So sandwiched between yesterday, which was this powerful portal opening. And on the 10th, we have this full moon coming in Scorpio. Full moon, the moon of enlightenment. The councils of the seventh awakening call it the Buddha moon of enlightenment. And it takes this flashlight and shows you those areas within ourselves that could use a little bit more light, that could use a little bit more transformation as we proceed in the year, that allow us to expand into more of who we are, to become more of who we are. So for a lot of folks, April was kind of a intense and in some cases rough passage. And coming out of that, people felt a little bit fragile, a little bit vulnerable, a little bit like maybe they didn't have their feet on the ground. So this is that week to say reconnect. Reconnect with the earth. Reconnect with that part of you that is that core of light and love, and honor that part of you. So yes, we all have stuff. We all have silt that got kicked up by this huge wave of energy that flooded us in April. And it's time to just let all of that silt, offer it up to the moon, that it may be transformed. Offer whatever that core wounding is that we still carry inside up to the moon for healing. Offer whatever needs more space that just doesn't align or fit you anymore. Offer that up. So it's time again to go in and clean the closet yet again. We did a lot of that last year, but it's time again to do that, to create more space, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Create space for the new. Create space for who we are truly becoming. In this week, then, yesterday we said we had this opening, this portal of new beginnings. And then today, we have this kind of cross-cutting energy that brings, again, from a spiritual level, that infusion of energy that we had in April of unconditionality, of inspiration, and asking us to align that with our soul. So when we create from a place where we take our free will, we take our conscious mental focus and say, I align all that I am and all of my energy, my thoughts, my choices, my beliefs, my time, my passion, my focus, I align all of that with my soul and with my soul's will. I ask that they become aligned and become one. And I open up to listen to that voice of my soul, speaking through my heart, dropping inspiration into my mind, and I will create from that place. Because when we create only from our mind, all we can do is recreate things we've already done. And in a year that's all about new beginnings, it's time for something new to drop in. And that's a little scary for a lot of us, because it's kind of safer, it has been safer in society to color in the box, stay between the lines. And yet, we know if we continue to do that, we'll get so much more of what we already have, and aren't we all kind of bored with all of that? So here is our opportunity in this month, in this week, to open up our hearts and listen to our hearts and say, what is it that our hearts desire? What is it that we can get the ignition of passion around? Those are the seeds that we want to focus on. Those are the seeds that we want to nourish and water and fertilize and let grow and thrive. So in this week, we have a lot of great days building up with this power of the Buddha moon. And then, so tomorrow, we have a day of limitless potential that is fueling, again, that alignment with our soul, and then the expansion of the full moon, the Buddha moon, and then we have a day to balance, and then we have a day that's all about truth, leading us to Saturday that is going to be a portal of limitlessness that is aligned to our highest truth. Beautiful week to work with that emotional body to align with what our passion is. And I'm going to share a little bit of tools. I love working with the aromatherapy, particularly on the emotional week, because it just really cuts to the chase. And there are some wonderful ones by doTERRA that I've been working with. I talked about a lot of this silt getting kicked up from this wave of energy that, you know, really flooded the planet through April. If you were struggling a little bit with the last couple weeks of digesting all of that and having things kick up around self-love, self-worth, judgment, overwhelm, all these things, I found that working with the doTERRA Forgive Oil, there's a whole line they have of emotional aromatherapy that to me works like magic. So the Forgive I've been using a lot, the Console I've been using a lot, Peace. And then we talked about igniting our passion, working with the passion. And then there's some that are specifically vibrationally coded to May. And I wanted to share those because they're quite powerful. Lime is about the zest for life. And that's what I've been finding talking to people over the last couple of weeks. They were just getting so overwhelmed, frankly, with the silt that they were like, what's the point, right? They had lost that passion, that fun, that feeling of hope and knowing that we can make things better. That's what we're here to do. So that lime, zest for life. So whether it's, you know, lime is kind of this, they talk about the triple threat, you know, if you listen to The Voice or whatever, those that can sing and dance and act, I guess, is the triple threat. But the triple delight with aromatherapy is where you can work with the color, the scent, and the taste. So the lime is a good one for that. You can work with that color of lime. You can work with the taste. You can squeeze it in your water. Squeeze it over anything, and it enhances the flavor because it brings that zest for life. And the aromatherapy, diffuse it in the room, or even if you put it in your water, you can just smell it. It instantly revitalizes you. We tried this on Friday night when we had the vibrational infusion group here, and people came in really kind of dragon tail, and I had put in the water the lime and the tangerine. Now, tangerine sparks your creativity. It brings that element of cheer. Oh, there's also a doTERRA aromatherapy emotional one on cheer. That one works like magic, too. It's got the tangerine in it, actually. Well, within 5 minutes of drinking this water, everyone suddenly is chattering and cheerful and upbeat and grateful to all be together. And that's just with dropping a few drops of this oil and water. It's that quick that we can shift the whole way we feel, the whole way we're approaching the day or that moment. And if we can create from that place, we pave our future with more joy, more enthusiasm, more creativity. If we're creating from that place of we feel like we're beat down by life, that's what we're creating more of. That's why it's so important this week to give ourselves a little bit of a breather and refocus on what are those things in life that make us happy? What are those things in life that give us those little quiet moments of joy? And it may just be taking an extra 30 seconds when you're getting ready in the morning to enjoy the sunrise. Or that little thing of saying, well, I'm going to take and drop a little essential oil into my water because this little moment of peace or cheer is what I need. So lime and tangerine. Then a couple of other ones that I think are really great to work with, clove. It helps you reignite that soul fire, that living true to yourself, and that alignment with our soul. So it's a very good oil for empowerment. It's a really good oil to connect with our courage of being willing to try something new, of being willing to go outside the lines, go outside the box. And then we have rose. Now, rose is the oil of divine love. So if you came out of April feeling a little beat up, a little bit like in a state of lack of self-love, then the rose is perfect to put on your heart and realize you are a beautiful child of the divine. You are so loved by your soul. You are so loved by your angels and masters. Each of us is a unique snowflake, and we are here to contribute something magical to this world, or we wouldn't be here. We each have a unique gift or more. We each have a way of being in service that is needed now. And we are able to do that by willing to be who we truly are, not who we've tried to be to fit in, not who we've tried to be get acceptance or love. We already are love. We already are enough. We already have a right to be here. So now, it's that opening up to our soul to allow the expression of who we truly are. And from that, don't worry about what you're meant to do, because from who you truly are, just by being, all of that will start to unfold. And the final one I wanted to share is the oregano. The oregano is beautiful because it brings a sense of humility and non-attachment to our outcomes. Because achievement-oriented folks have a tendency when they go to create, they want it to look a certain way. They want it to be on a certain timeline. And this isn't the time for that. This is a time to offer up those dreams, those plans, those seeds of who we are, with the humility of knowing that each of us is also that unique, amazing snowflake, and to not have to control and force how it comes into being. So that helps. The oregano helps let go of a lot of those mental limitations that we place on our creations. So the oregano is very strong. I'd put that on the bottom of my feet. And make sure you dilute it with fractionated coconut oil, or you could even with that one probably work with olive oil and just put it on the bottoms of your feet. The rose I would put on my heart, the lime or tangerine on the top of my head and on my wrists, and the clove on the solar plexus to empower us, to empower our courage, to ignite our life force and our soul fire. So those are the great tools that we can work with for aromatherapy. I also found a great tea. It's a rose tea from Tulsi, which I'd never experienced before. Really powerful for working with connecting with that divine love. And then we have the tools for colors. So for May, you can work with royal blue, navy blue, rose, hot pink, and vermilion. And if you have roses in your yard, they're going wild right now, or if they're in a neighbor's yard, go take a sniff. They're absolutely magical right now. So having that one little rose petal that you can sniff, or just seeing them every day, that empowers your creativity. Look at how a rose blossoms, and it starts from that very tight little bud. Visualize yourself as that bud, and as you go through this month, allow yourself to open more and more and more, blossoming into the truth of who you are. It's a great meditation, great visual. And some of the stones you can work with are ruby and amethyst, lapis lazuli, and sugilite. Now, sugilite people may not be familiar with. It's a purple-colored stone, and it's more popular now than it was maybe 10 years ago. You can get pieces of it. But amethyst is one that's easy to get a hold of, have a little pocket stone, and it helps to align with your truth. And that's a really important part of creation. So we had the month of truth in March, and yet in May, that becomes so important to still carry with you and put into practice in each day that we're creating from our highest truth. So let's see, Solazar. I want to check to see that we've shared all these things that we need to share for this week. There's so much going on. The other thing to watch for in May is how things go in threes. So May is a month coded to the three. So look at where you see the trinities. It's part of the path of creation to say, okay, if I do things once, it starts it. If I do it again, it is now starting a pattern. I do it a third time, you're creating a pattern. So we need to be conscious of what patterns we're creating and that we're reinforcing those thoughts, those beliefs, those actions that we want more of. And catch ourselves and reframe the things where we say, oh, I see that I'm falling into a rut of things that I don't want to create more of. This is the time to say, then, align with my soul. Ask my soul to introduce a new way of approaching this. And this is where, in a millennium that's all about relationships, usually those ideas come from someone around us. You may observe someone. You may talk about, hey, I got this situation in my life. And someone goes, oh, I have the perfect thought for you. Here, try this. And it was something you never even knew it existed. So be open to those little gifts that other people bring to the table. As you're starting to create, since we're in the juiciest part of the creative cycle, be attentive to those people that show up in our lives because they may have a puzzle piece that makes that creative process easier or helps flesh out where there might have been a hole or things that were a little blurry. Now, that's different than looking for someone outside to solve all your problems or to tell you what to create. May is a month, again, like April, to go inside. This is an inside job, right? Because it's all about creating who we truly are. And we are the only ones that can do that. From that will come a whole new set of dreams and desires that magnetically start coming to us by expressing who we truly are. And from that we'll say, oh, and there's all these things I want to do with this, right? But it all starts with us. All starts with each of us individually. So Solazar, that is, I think, what I had to share for the Go With The Flow. Are there any things that you wanted to comment? I know you wanted to go back to the Day by Day with James Allen.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had frantic knocking on the door and stuff going on, so I figured I better break away. But the one thing that you said that I don't know if it was just choice of words, is that everybody getting ready to move forward shouldn't say, I'm bored, so I need to make a change or do something different. Everybody should say, I'm ready for more. I'm grateful with what's here. I'm not bored with it. I'm ready for more. I just, you know.
That's a much more powerful way to say it, honestly.
Because I'll speak
for myself. I was just like, got to a point where I was just like, okay, I'm just bored with how I'm dealing with some of these things because it's not very productive. So yes, I like your way better. I can do these things better.
And as we talked about even last week a little bit, a lot of the energy that we were dealing with the last couple of weeks almost brings on that set of ennui, that sense of boredom. And so we're feeling opposed by the energy. So it tends to lead us to almost go in. So I understand where the word came from and how you felt that way. But I think there's so much going on. I'll quickly touch on the day by day, but I wanted to touch on two big things this week. One is the movement of the nodes. North node and south node are changing signs. And then our full moon in Scorpio. So we'll start going back to the day by day with James Allen. And fortunately, he seemed to be coughless. So one, he said for the 8th, see yourself succeed. Now, what he says of change of diet will not help a person who will not change his thoughts. I had to speak, right? When a person makes his thoughts pure, he no longer desires impure food. So the question is, it reminds me of the pattern when I was a smoker. And what they always used to say, when you try to stop smoking, it's okay if you don't stop smoking the first time you try. You see, each time we try something, we learn something about ourselves. So most people who stop smoking don't stop on the first time. No matter how many people say, yeah, I put it down and never touched it again. Chances are they've tried it before at some point. Because we're learning how we respond to it. We're learning how we react to it. We're learning the tricks of what occurs and doesn't occur, what works for us and what doesn't work for us. So the fact is, what he's saying here for us is, as long as you see yourself succeeding, it's never a failure to not have succeeded in this moment, because you've successfully learned something that can help you succeed in the next moment. And that goes back to that story of Thomas Edison, who, when asked, Edison, you've failed 10,000 times on finding the right filament for the light bulb. And he said, I didn't fail. I successfully found 10,000 things that didn't work. So no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter what you've tried in your life that didn't succeed the first time, it doesn't mean you can't succeed the next time. But going back to what you said, Kira, excuse me, you may want to try a different approach. Obviously, the way you approached it didn't work. It doesn't mean you can't try a different approach. It doesn't mean you're doomed to failure. It's like that scene in Moonstruck where Cher comes home to tell her father she's getting married. And he said, what, get married? It doesn't work for you. She said, what do you mean? He said, look at what happened the last time you got married. She said, he died. He said, exactly. I know people have been married for years and years and years and no one dies. It's no good for you, Loretta. So what he was an awfulizer saying, you've tried something, it didn't work, give up. Don't try anymore. Well, what you said and what I'm sharing and what James Allen is saying is, see yourself succeed and go at it again. Even if you try it the same way and get the same result, really pay attention to what's not working when you try it. What are the triggers that take you off the course of what you're trying to do? See yourself succeed. You always can be successful. And for today's daily word, it says, I radiate grace, strength, and beauty. So just see yourself in that context of being capable, able, and successful at whatever it is you want to do. And don't let time, age, money, or other people's opinions dissuade you from still trying. So before I move to the nodes and the moon, Kira, did you want to comment on that, or I'll just go forward? You let me know.
Well, I love the quote of seeing yourself succeed, because that is so much what May is about. It's like giving ourselves that time almost to daydream, to say, okay, let me visualize what that looks like. Let me really see it and really get that, and yes, we deserve that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We deserve to be, I forget all the ones of the second one, healthy and beautiful and radiant and vibrant, right?
Grace, strength, and beauty.
Grace, strength, and beauty. Yes. And so I love both of those quotes. Those are beautiful.
And so then I wanted to get to, it starts tomorrow, but we'll carry forward for 18 months, so don't feel like you're going to miss it. And that is the nodes changing sign. This is big, 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 big. Now, they do this every 18 months, but this is going to be especially powerful for us and especially create a shift from where we've been to where we're going for all of us, for the world. For instance, the North Node is going to move into Leo, and the South Node will move into Aquarius. Now, the last time we had this configuration, it was back in 1998 to 2000. So it's the last time we went through this energy. Now, the North Node is that forward-looking vision and energy. The South Node is the past. So as the node moves into Leo, which is that sign of the lion, we know the lion is a roarer, and that's R-O-A-R-E-R. The lion loves to roar. The lion loves to preen. The lion likes to say, this is my domain. So this is a destiny marker for everyone at this moment in time. It determines where we experience our eclipses, and it determines essentially how we're going to be able to move forward in our lives. It affects all of us. Now, if you already have a node in Leo, you're going to be especially empowered. If you don't, you're going to have the energy of that node right now empowering your chart. So this is also about, we had, our North Node was in Libra, our South Node was in Aries. This was about justice and balance and diplomacy and focusing on relationship with self and others. And then it moved into Virgo, and we focused on service versus our personal healing. And now it's moving into Leo and the South Node in Aquarius, and our focus is going to be on expressing ourselves as individuals versus community. And that's why it's so big right now. We already have a sense of a society that's polarized. And instead of coming together, people are going to want to be self-expressive. So it's important for us as aware people to focus on creating connections, even with our self-expression, instead of creating additional divisions and polarity. And nodes focus on polarities to begin with. They thrive on them. And like I said, Leo is a self-serving type of time. It's very self-focused with its fire energy. Just think of the lion guarding his guarding his pride and trying to say, take a look at me. I'm the best looking thing here in this jungle, but don't come near me. You know, so the same token, because it's the sun, Leo is also very generous, is very radiant, it's life-giving, and it brings light, warmth, and energy. So what's important for us to focus on is bringing that to the next 18 months, creating the connections where others feel the need to express themselves individually. Come from the center of our being, which is our heart. Come from there to express ourselves instead of from our solar plexus or from our ego. So we want to make sure as we go into this transit, people are going to start just breaking away from community functionality, but they could be more aggressive in their self-expression about what's wrong or what needs to change without looking to create community. And we need to focus on that community. And remember, wherever the North Node touches in our chart, it's asking us to break ourselves free. And the greatest freedom we can give to ourselves right now is to be more heart-centric. And I'd like to point something out. I recently put something on Facebook, which was about the newly elected President Macron from France, who was making a plea to American scientists. He said that France will welcome them to do climate studies and science. He thinks it's the most important thing going on in the world. And someone who labels themselves as a teacher of learning through the heart actually put caustic comments on that, saying that, of course, it's on one of my business pages on Good Vibrations Radio, as well as Radio Monterey, actually said, "You're nothing but a New World Order moron." And I responded to him. I said, "Clearly you teach from coming from the heart, but you're not coming from the heart in your response." And he came out and said, "Well, you know, if the truth fits, wear it," or something like that. It was, again, very caustic. So I'm bringing that out as an illustration because all of us need to examine ourselves for our consistency with what we're expressing and how we're best trying to express that in the world. And I'm going to say it at the same time with this caution for all of us. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. We're not perfect. You know, I'm certainly not the Dalai Lama. I don't come from a heartfelt place in every interaction of what I'm doing all day long, and I'm not making an excuse for it. I'd like to get to that place. But during this North Node in Leo, it is so important for us to pay attention that we're coming from the generous, warmth, light-giving side of Leo, and not from the egocentric, preening side of Leo. And that's going to be very important. And all of us will see how we apply that in our lives. Now, this is a transformative time, both with this node change and with this full moon in Scorpio, which hits us Wednesday at 2:42 p.m. Because when the moon opposes the sun, as it does when it's a full moon, there's a dilemma between what's going on outside and what's going on inside. Because we're being asked to look at two different things. The sun's in Taurus asking one thing, the moon's in Scorpio asking another thing. And it's a full moon. It's a potent moon. So it represents our needs. And what we need under Scorpio is really connection with people. And it's important because the fact that it's in Scorpio, and we're going to have some conflicting energies going on at the same time, that it's going to be very easy to fall into that. Scorpio is a deeply passionate water sign, but it's also a very distrustful water sign. Scorpio needs connections to feel trustful. So when you couple that with the North Node moving into Leo, my caution for everyone is find ways to be heart-centric and connective to others around you. That doesn't mean you have to open your checkbook or your world to them and truly trust everybody. But essentially, it's about trying to give out what you would like to receive back. So be the expression of what you would like to see. Don't be disappointed if you don't receive it. They may be in the cautious, jealous, distrusting side of Scorpio, and the preening, egocentric side of Leo. And it's okay, but come from your heart and come from your need for connection. Don't come from a need to be right. Now, at the time that the moon also goes full, it's going to create a sextile, which is a harmonious aspect to the Scorpio planet of Pluto, which, as we know, is all about rebirth and transformation. And this encourages us to transform ourselves. Remember, we don't transform our friends. We don't transform our family. We don't transform our coworkers. We only transform ourselves. But this is a harmonious transformation, which means this is our time to make those changes that we've wanted to make for ourselves, to try something different. Going back to Kira's issue where she talked about the boredom, but try something different. Do something different. Don't force yourself, but do it out of a sense of to explore what comes up from inside you. It's also going to create, the moon will also create a trine, which is also an extremely harmonious aspect, to Chiron, which says this is a great time for us to heal our woundings, for us to get inside, because Chiron is that wounded healer. It takes those childhood woundings that we've carried forward again and again and again and again, and we just reframed them and repainted them, almost like Tom Sawyer and convincing his friends to help him whitewash Aunt Polly's fence. And he just keeps re-putting more whitewash on the same old wood. This is really saying, bring it up. Find out what the wounding is and realize that the wounding doesn't serve you. It's time to forgive it, release it, and let it go. So Mercury in Aries during this time is also going to make our thoughts and speech much more aggressive. When we couple that with some of the passion, the jealousy, the distrust of the Scorpio moon, when we couple that with some of the egocentric behavior of the Leo, the lion, we may find that people, we may sometimes feel as if we're under attack. We must at all times always feel clear about defending ourselves, but defend ourselves from the heart. Scorpio loves its secrets and surprises, but it doesn't show everything at once, so things will get revealed over a period of time. Don't act out into other people's dramas around you. They may choose to hold off or they may act out, but if they're in their drama, let them be. There'll be a little short-temperedness from the moon for the rest of the week. They might be a little overbearing. Again, this is our opportunity to rise above this and be the better expression of Leo, which is create the connections, be sincere, be meaningful. And because of that North Node move, not of Leo, of Scorpio rather, but because of that North Node move into Leo, make sure that we're sending out the light, the life-giving, and the brightness that we can possibly bring forward into these connections. It's going to be an uplifting, transformative week, but there will be challenges. So that's what I wanted to share at this time, Kira. There's some other aspects later in the week that I'll deal with on Thursday, but those are the preeminent ones that are going to carry us significantly forward.
Well, it sounds like we have another big week. And that's an interesting thing when you talked about the North and South nodes and then the Scorpio moon, because it seems like the North and South nodes, when you look at that juxtaposed to the Pluto retrograde that you've shared with us, that's going to go all the way through September, it looks like this parallels and then accentuates that.
Yes.
When you talked about, you know, Pluto connecting to a core wounding, bringing up things where people had jealousy or paranoia, it sounds like that jealousy and paranoia is going to get accentuated by this Scorpio moon. It's going to also be accentuated by this shift of the nodes.
It can be. It all depends. And what I was bringing out is that we have the opportunity to make the choice of we can transform or we can essentially go forward or we can fall backwards. And the choice
and
is really
like
up to
whatever,
each of us.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that was it. The choice is up to
you. Yeah,
each
and
us.
It's like, so whatever this combination of things are, it's going to pull the stuff up, right? So whatever, you know, little parts of paranoia or jealousy that we have, it's going to pull it up. Whatever little parts of egocentric stuff we have, it's going to pull it up. But it's pulling it up so that we can offer this up, as you were saying, to heal and forgive and let go. Because you know, do we want to be those people in the world?
And you mentioned that, you know, through the seventh awakening, you call this moon the moon of enlightenment. Or illumination. Is that correct?
Of enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Yeah.
I was right the first time. Well, let's just play that out for a minute. What really is enlightenment? So enlightenment is self-awareness. That means I have a conversation with you and I react possessively, jealously, snidely, smallly. Okay. I can either apologize or not apologize in the moment. It doesn't matter. But my awareness that I did that and my desire to change that behavior is the enlightenment. Often when we use terms like enlightenment, people think we have to sit there as if we've already arrived at the throne of enlightenment. Enlightenment is about self-awareness and what we're putting out in the world. And if you don't like what you just put out in the world, make sure you consider how to shift that and change that so you don't keep putting that out. So I'm going to come back to that because I don't want people to feel that they have to have already arrived when life is about a journey of step after step after step, and we keep learning from each step we've taken. And so this moon is about that awareness.
Oh, I like that. And like you said, it's in Scorpio, so Scorpio's going to take us deep, right?
Yeah.
If you're out there on the water and you have the snorkelers and the swimmers and the scuba divers, right? Scorpio is the scuba divers. It's the deep sea diver.
Yeah, and see, I've recognized coming up to today that Michael Flynn is the reason everything has gone wrong in my life.
I'm sorry, I don't know who Michael Flynn is.
Oh,
but
Michael Flynn's a national security advisor that got fired by President Trump, you know, because of his connections to Russia. It's all over the news. So obviously, good for you that you didn't know that. I was just being, but again,
I've been following my own advice about going within.
Well, actually, let's go back to my statement for a minute. And that's exactly what we don't want to do as we go through our exploration. We don't want to be externally blaming circumstances or people. We want to accept that that person did or didn't do that, that circumstance did or didn't do that, and those are factual things in the past. The good thing about the South Node, if we recognize it, is we can't change it. It's what's in the past. Aquarius is saying, just accept it and move on. But Leo is saying, what are you going to do about it going forward?
And Leo is a cardinal sign of leadership.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it's not a cardinal sign, but it's a sign of leadership, yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, having Leo out there leading isn't a bad thing because it's saying, okay, let's go do something different and new.
And Leos are very good about accommodating, cooperating, and working with people that they bring into their pride. So they become part of their extended family. So if we treat everyone as if they're part of our pride, our extended family, then, or maybe it's a den, maybe lions have dens, I don't know, I thought it was prides. But if we treat everyone that way, they're part of our family and our interaction, we'll actually receive less of the drama that others are putting out.
And that's part of, from a vibrational point of view, part of what this whole year is about, is that accepting that we are all connected and we can either choose to go into separation and say, it's just me, and that would be the lone lion on the plane, right? Or that I am part of this global family, not just as humanity, but all beings on this planet, that we are all interconnected, and that each being we meet is part of that family, right? And so you're right. If we create from that place, we lead and create in a very different way. And I love that image, that it's, we're all part of that pride.
Yeah, and I want to also share, because it's a transformative sign, I want to share some words from Eckhart Tolle, who shared that as we transform, remember, and we've talked about this before, as we transform, we may suddenly find we have less of an intimate connection with people we thought we were connected to. And he says your friends either go through this inner transformation with you or they drift out of your life. Some relationships dissolve, others deepen. And that's okay. Now, again, that's not running counter to the idea of create connections. Your connection shifts. Some that were deep become less deep. Some that were light become deeper. Some that didn't exist become, you know, suddenly there's new connections. But as long as we are treating everyone as if they're part of that connection with us, even these shifts will be painless because we're doing it from the heart.
Wonderful.
So any additional thoughts, Kira, before we close out today?
I just send people blessings, you know, and that as we go through this week, we've encouraged people over the last few weeks, but I think it applies for this week too, that we are kind to ourselves, that we are kind to each other. This moon is going to be, Scorpio is also intense, right? So knowing that all of this is coming and is going on gives us a higher sense of awareness that we can be more understanding of ourselves. We can be more understanding of each other. And when we're in that place, we do not react as strongly because we kind of go, okay, yep, the stuff's coming up. It's okay, right? And that isn't, you know, offering that or encouraging that we allow other people to mistreat us, but to just kind of honor the process and know that everyone's going through stuff now and it's okay.
I'd like to thank Kira for sharing with us and let folks know that Kira will be back with us next Monday and with her Go With The Flow. And this Thursday will be Israel Hurtado, who shifted from last Thursday to this coming Thursday. So we'll have him. And as a final reminder, this moon and everything going on is a time to sit and listen as other people are expressing. Don't take yourself so seriously. Go gently, breathe. And as Kira was saying, take the words of Michael Chase before you speak, am I being kind? So I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. We'll be back on Thursday with Israel Hurtado, as I mentioned. Want to remind you to take the lead in your life, turn it into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.